Chrysanthemum Cliff, unlikely conversation topic from me today. I want to talk to you about pacemakers. Now, I don't have a pacemaker. Do you have a pacemaker, Cliff?
I do not. My heart runs pretty okay. I'm not saying great, but it does all right.
Okay. Well, I feel like every time I go to a large family gathering, there is somebody talking about a pacemaker. Crazy Uncle Bob or whoever just got a pacemaker, and it's this big topic of conversation, and I never have anything to contribute. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to react when somebody's like, I got a pacemaker. What's up? It's like, cool. Like, I'm glad you're alive.
Don't use the microwave.
But if you are planning to go to a big holiday gathering in the next few days, and there's a likelihood somebody there has a pacemaker, I'm going to feed you some conversation starters. So, Cliff, did you know that a lot of times they will remove a pacemaker long before the end of its life because they don't ever want it to expire inside a person? So they'll replace a pacemaker before they need to. And did you know that you can donate those pacemakers to dogs?
No.
Yes. Okay. So a cardiac nurse who couldn't afford a pacemaker for her dog started a program where humans could donate their pacemakers to dogs whose owners could not afford to purchase a pacemaker, because a pacemaker for a dog is $3,500 to $4,000. And it's out of reach for a lot of people because that's just the device. It's not even the installation. She started this program, and if you have a pacemaker, a gently used pacemaker, you can donate that to University of Georgia or Missouri University. They both have these programs going on. So when Crazy Uncle Bob at the Thanksgiving table is telling you that he doesn't want the gravy because he just got that pacemaker put in and he can't have the sodium, you now have something to say to him. Hey, Bob, did you know that when you go in to get that pacemaker replaced, when you go to get your upgraded pacemaker, you can tell the doctor to donate your pacemaker to a cute, adorable dog who needs a pacemaker.
That is really interesting. Like, I had no idea that that wasn't something that they just left in forever. That's really interesting.
There you go.
I have a friend who has a pacemaker that actually hers was recalled. So they had to put in a new one because her old one, like, I guess could have stopped pacemaking.
Yes. It's one of those things that you don't really think about, but just like you're saying, you don't want that thing to stop. So yeah, oftentimes. The other thing that's interesting, this is completely off topic, but I have an EpiPen because I have a bee allergy. Oh. Supposedly, you're supposed to replace those every year, but they're like $300. Like, even the copay.
Isn't it more than every year? I thought it was once every 6 months. Like, they expire really fast.
Mine expires after 1 year.
Wow.
Now, the copay is crazy. It's like $300 with insurance.
Yep.
But EpiPens are good for 3 years. So they don't tell you that, though. They're fine. Like, you actually don't have to replace it every year. Now, if you have like some sort of a severe allergy and you're in a school situation, I'm not suggesting that you send your kid off with an EpiPen that's 2 years and 363 days old to school with all of the nuts everywhere. But if you're like me and you don't run into bees regularly, you're probably fine with your 2.5-year-old EpiPen.
Interesting. That's crazy. Yeah, I've heard they're just outlandishly expensive. And most people, like, if you have a bad allergy, like, they recommend that you have multiples of them, too. So you don't have to, like, take it with you everywhere. You have, like, one in your car and one at your work and one at your house. And, man, that's crazy.
I have two that I haven't used. And I'm like, what a waste.
Maybe you should go, like, mess with some bees, Heather.
Like, no, well, I'm part of me is like, is there a dog that I can donate this to?
Oh, perfect. Well, I'm going to talk about the other side of bees, and that's birds.
Birds, yeah.
Christmas is a big time for birds. You know, if you're familiar with the 12 days of Christmas, like, what did we decide? I think 184 birds. It's a large amount of birds.
Many birds.
If you haven't checked out our Facebook page, facebook.com/WeresoXmas, I posted a TikTok to our Facebook page the other day about a guy who believes that it's actually all birds, like the entire 12 days of Christmas, each one of those is actually a bird, not five golden rings. It's five gold ring necked pheasants or something. So
yes, check that out. It's fun. I had someone call in to my day job radio program and assert the same thing, Cliff.
It's funny. It's very good stuff. Anyways, that's not exactly what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about a tradition that that started because of a thing called the side hunt. And so in the turn of the early 20th century, there was a holiday tradition where a bunch of hunters would divide up into, like, I don't know, shirts and skins, I guess, take sides and go out and shoot as many birds as they could and bring them home. And whoever shot the most birds, their side would win. So it was called a side hunt. And that was, kind of one of those things that happened back then. A scientist named Chapman, he was an ornithologist, so like a bird scientist.
Ornithologist.
Decided that, maybe we could turn this into something else and started the Christmas bird census. And so instead of going out and shooting birds, we'd go out and count birds. And it's something that, started a long time ago. This year will be the 124th annual Christmas bird census, and it's put on by the Audubon Society. I'll put a link to the website in our show notes, but you can go out and volunteer in your area on a certain day, and all you do is count birds and then report it back to the Audubon Society, and they use it as part of their bird census to kind of find out, when you see something like, I don't know, are you into birds, Heather? Because I moved to Florida and got really into birds.
I got into birds in the last couple of days when I realized that a parrot recently broke the Guinness World Record. For the longest time, a parrot would ride a tiny scooter and it's 14.6 seconds. And now all I want is to get a parrot to teach him to ride a tiny scooter and That's break amazing. That Guinness World Record.
You should do that. You should dedicate your life to making that happen, Heather. Anyway, I moved to Florida and the birds here are so cool. We've got just like huge birds too. Like we have like sandhill cranes like just hanging out in our neighborhoods here. So you like open your back door and there's like a 4 foot tall bird in your backyard.
Wow.
It's crazy. But because of that, I bought one of those bird feeders that has a camera attached to it.
Yes. And so
I just spend all day. I've got four cardinals, which are very seasonally appropriate too, just hanging out in my backyard all day eating bird food. And it's the greatest thing in the world. And I love it. But anyway, the bird census is something that everyone should do. Unfortunately, the area I'm in does not participate. So I can just count my four cardinals and say, hey, there's four. And I told the world instead of telling the Audubon Society. But I'll put the link in. It's some places it's already passed, but it does go through January 5th. So there's a number of places that it is not passed yet. And you should just go out and count some birds during the holidays. That's what I'm saying.
I love this, Cliff. Okay. We were supposed to just stay focused on our podcast today, but all I want to do now is ask you if you've seen the photo of the flamingos inside the bathroom when there was a hurricane in Miami and they had to put all the zoo flamingos into the bathroom.
I have not.
Okay, I'm going to send that to you.
Oh, I love that. Oh, flamingos are great.
Yeah, it's this iconic, famous photo, and I know that you're into photography, so I wasn't sure if you and you're in Florida. So anyway, Chrysanthemum Cliff, I'm loving all of this. And I'm looking at the calendar realizing that people are going to start flying soon.
Ooh.
They're going to start traveling for Christmas. I have some new tips for flying this season.
You know what my tip is, Heather? Don't.
Okay.